The millennials are the biggest generation to come along since the baby boomers. The leading edge of this generation is now around 33 years old. These people are having an impact on everything they touch. Yesterday, we looked at how they're changing the workplace. Today, we look at how they're changing housing. KUOW reporter Carolyn Adolph is exploring how companies are responding to the challenge of the millennials.
Millennials are rejecting conventional ideas. Demographers tell us they're not interested in cars or houses. They're willing to sacrifice living space to be where the action is. Like here, at a restaurant during the lunch rush near Amazon, or downtown Seattle or Capitol Hill. But that makes developers wonder.
I think it'll be interesting to see what happens as they age and they do choose to marry, to raise children.
This is Chris Owens, head of worldwide real estate at Microsoft. He wonders about these things for a living.
Whether they decide that they need to flee these hot neighborhoods or whether they double down.
And keep the kids in the city. Microsoft wants to know where they'll have to send the shuttle buses. Developers want to know what to build for the future. So they're placing their bets. Here's the kind of person they're betting on.
My name is Kay Vong Prachan.
She's in her mid-20s. She lives in a small apartment on Capitol Hill. Now, this isn't how she grew up.
I grew up in the suburbs, in a cul-de-sac, in a cookie-cutter house.
She's all about the city now.
You know, I like the bustle. I like that people are always up in the morning. I like that people are always up at night. And it's just really convenient for me.
A lot of people her age wouldn't even be thinking about children. But Kay Vong Prachan works at a baby gear store in South Lake Union, the kind that sells teething necklaces made out of Baltic amber. She sees what parents today are doing. They stay in their tiny apartments while their children are tiny.
And then around the age of 5 or 6, when their children are needing to go into grade school, that's when they move out.
She doesn't like the sound of that.
I feel like I personally would stay in the city.
Because she likes the idea of the children growing up in the city.
And I want them to be little independent people. You know, I feel like that can be accomplished by taking them out daily rather than keeping them cooped up in a house.
She really doesn't like houses. It's just as well because houses here are so expensive, many are out of reach for her generation. This is the question developers are facing. What else could they build that will appeal to this generation? First idea, create a new center of everything, just not in the city. That's the strategy behind the Spring District. It's a chunk of land in Bellevue's Bell Red area. Greg Johnson is president of Wright Runstad & Company, the developer. We met in a downtown boardroom plastered with sketches. One key concept, lots of apartments for families, because the millennials will have children.
I think we can't stop them.
And he's betting that they'll want to live in new spaces in a good place for children. They'll rent, not own. No picket fence or car. The East Link light rail line to downtown Seattle will run right there.
They can probably afford to spend a little bit more on that apartment if they can get rid of their car. And if truly they've got a neighborhood where they can viably walk to work, and oh, on the way to work is a Whole Foods, and oh, if they go a different direction 3 blocks, they're at a train station that gets them other places they want to go, and they've got a park nearby, and they're in a great school district.
That's not the only strategy out there. Another approach is to make it less expensive to live in the actual center of everything, like South Lake Union in downtown Seattle. It means less space inside the apartment and making the most of the common areas outside it. I'm at the Via 6, just steps away from Amazon's new headquarters. It's already bustling with people. Matt Griffin is the managing partner of Pine Street Group, a local developer. He says he noticed that young people were moving around a lot for work.
And they're dying to meet somebody outside work.
So they need a community.
So if we could create an environment that allowed them to live in, you know, walking distance of mass transit, walking distance of their jobs, have basically the services of a community to live in, so they didn't have to spend all the time in their own apartment, we would be able to satisfy a need.
The rooftop has barbecues and a dining room for entertaining. The ground floor is a continuum of restaurants. Matt Griffin.
When you come down here in the morning, you know, 6:30, the restaurant's already abuzz. People are in there working, they're getting deliveries. People are walking in to get their newspaper, to get their coffee. And there's already got a buzz of the feeling of a city waking up.
The common media room allows people to watch favorite shows together.
That you basically can fold these open, and so you'll hear the cheers, for instance, when the CX score a touchdown, that kind of rolls through the whole ground floor and gives you that sense of community and makes you draw over to see what your neighbors are doing.
The building has a bike shop with a lot of tricycles for sale. Griffin says he's surprised by the number of families that are already here.
And it's fun. Young couples, and they've got a child. It's interesting.
But will they stay once their children are ready for school? A lot of people in this town would like to know. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.